Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. Another episode here. And now I'm with Troy Ramey. He's at Berkshire Hathaway in Greenwood. He's one of the real estate brokers in town. He's a local guy here in Greenwood, in my neck of the woods. And happy to have you on the podcast, Troy. And thanks for joining me, man.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So you're sitting in your office. We're hanging out and talking. But listen, you've been hanging out on my phone for the last couple of months. I keep getting text messages from you from our company. He's one of our clients. We're here to talk about a little bit about that text messaging and what it's doing for business and really what your expectation was and what your expectation is and how's it going. So, Troy, why don't we kick it off by thinking, or at least starting off on the subject of what you thought text messaging was all about before you met me?
Well, you know, it's a great question, Joe. And, you know, really, as text messaging evolves, you know, it's become a more mainstream communication piece, right? And that's really what I thought it was, is just more of, you know, me texting, you know, you or my friends or somebody in my sphere, just one-on-one, right? You know, from time to time, we'll see, you know, group text messages or threads, but it's all very, very much on a personal one-to-one level, if you will. And kind of that was my really knowledge of the use of text messaging, you know, coming into this. And obviously, you know, with what Carano does and what you guys offer, that kind of changes the game a little bit and very much opened my eyes up to what text messaging really is and what it could be from a business scenario.
What are we doing for you, man? I mean, describe it in your own words for the listeners.
It really, in layman's terms, helps you stay in touch with your people or your sphere much easier. So, you know, you can stay in contact with people such as yourself of how you doing, how it's going, or just send out knowledgeable texts. But again, you don't have to send out, you know, 600 individual text messages. And the great thing about that is it does all appear on the back end that it is a personalized text message from myself.
Yeah. And not only that, but we always have your picture up there. So, you know, it catches people's attention. And, you know, different from a retail shop or different from like an e-commerce store or somebody, real estate is a very, very long sell. You know, you are working to talk with people when they're ready to move, and you need to be top of mind. And from our perspective, using text messaging the way that you do it is an incredible way to create an educational channel for people whenever they need it. And then you're top of mind when they need you. So you're able to communicate and stay top of mind, which is always tends to be the problem. Why should someone choose you as a real estate agent versus the guy down the street, maybe the guy at the other Berkshire Hathaway? You know, exactly right. They're going to want to choose you because you've been in their pocket for the last 3 months, 4 months. So go ahead.
Yeah, correct. And it's all about top of mind. And because whenever it's going to happen for you, you know, for instance, you and your wife and your process and when it happens, you just don't know. It could be 2 months. It could be 2 years. It could be 20 minutes. And if you're top of mind and, hey, listen, you know, hey, we just got that text from Troy the other day, man, look at all the stuff he's been sending us. He obviously in the know, he's in the market. He's on top of things. He stays in touch. Let's give him a call and see what he thinks about, you know, this idea or that idea. And that's really what it is. And we are in a perpetual, you know, perpetual sale process, right? Not like most things, right? Where you go through the sales process, you know, have the engagement, the courtship, you sign a contract, and then you service the deal. You know, we're not like that. It's just kind of never ending. Because again, we can have, you know, obviously perpetual clients, but again, it could be 10 years in between transactions, right? So we just have to stay there and be that valuable resource that we know our clients can count on when they do make that phone call.
A difficult industry for sure. And I think you do a great job at it. I really like your messaging, and I think your educational text messages have been helping even me and my wife. Yeah. You brought me into this now. I called you the other day. There was a house that we were looking at, and I said, hey, why not? let's call Troy. So, I mean, it literally worked. Now, granted, you know, we're working together, so, you know, it's not hard to imagine me calling you, but in right. general, I can see a lot of other people doing that via text message. What are some of the results that have been driven from this most recent couple of months together?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest takeaway is, I think it is, it's just top of mind. And not that it's necessarily, you know, resulted in any immediate deals, but again, it's something that's not going to happen overnight, right? It's got to take its time. It's got to, you know, run its course. And I think more than anything is it is just a top of mind, and it's a time thing. And, you know, the messages that I have received back, some have been, you know, specific questions about real estate. Some have been, hey, Troy, thank you. Thank you for the messages. Great to hear from you. Obviously, with what you guys do, there's opt-ins, there's opt-outs. So people, you know, do have those options. So it's not like we're, you know, spamming people with text. You know, they do have that ability to opt out or opt in, or just do nothing and continue getting the text messages regardless. But I do think there is a market for it. I think text messaging is now really the way to communicate, because you can do the same thing kind of via email, but it's got to the portion now where emails become like, you know, voicemails and phone got to be, right? You just get inundated with robocalls or inundated with robo emails, and people just don't have time to surf, you know, through their emails every day. And I know my anxiety is always clearing out all the red numbers off my mail. And I see a counterpart or I see somebody else's phone laying down and I see 11,271 emails, right, that are on that iPhone. It's like, gives me heart palpitations. But that is the reason why, you know, for me, I just don't think email is the communication device or conduit of choice anymore.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And 11,000 emails, man, that's not me either. So I'm starting to even think about 11,000 emails. I would be missing something really important in that somewhere. So go clear your emails, folks, if you're listening to this. Just take it easy on us.
But I think literally, and the reason why I bring that up, because, and that's no joke and that's no fabrication, I've seen that on multiple people's phones, but that just tells you and wakes us up to the just massive amounts of emails that people are getting that's just complete junk.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
And of
course, when you see that number, that's junk, that's trash, that's unread emails too.
Yeah, that's
so,
spam, yeah.
You know, it's just the world we live in today, and it just wakes you up.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, some people sending the spam don't believe it's spam, right? Some people, and even if you fall into the spam category, you could have some good stuff in the emails, but you're never going to open it because there's too much of the other stuff. So you just lose out. Text messaging gets a 98% open. It's a ding, you know, it's Pavlov's dogs. We know it's there. We want to open it and see it. So what do you think? Two more questions, I would say. What do you think the most impactful information you shared has been via text message so far that people have been responding to you?
That's a tough question. But I think more than anything, it's just the engagement, right? It's just that you're there, and it's the consistency. I think people will eventually over time respond to the consistency. Okay. And I think that's with anything, right? Your consistency in going to the gym, or your consistency, you know, having a conversation with your spouse to, you know, grow your relationships, whether that is, you just can't do it hit miss here and there, right? There has to be some sort of consistency to it. So, and then that starts to build trust and faith and, you know, a following, right? Because they know they can count on it, kind of like anything that we go through in life. So I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, people do appreciate. And we try to be very, you know, and as you've seen, we try to be very pointed and very, you know, cognizant of people's time and put out really valuable information, something that would be, you know, whether you're in the market for a current home or not, it's valuable real estate information that pretty much anybody that owns a home or even likes real estate would be interested in knowing, whether that's interest rates or how the markets are moving nationally, locally, Cost of goods, if you're remodeling your home, right? That person's not going anywhere. They're not buying a home, but just trying to put out valuable information. I think over time, people, can really, really appreciate that.
The last question I had for you was, if you were going to tell another real estate agent this is a good idea or a bad idea, what would you say?
I would just say, no, you know, first and foremost, you've got to know what you want for your business. You know, and, you know, everything's different for everybody and different strokes for different folks. Right. So I would tell anybody and everybody out there that's thinking about it to give it a serious look and consider it. But again, for them to make a final decision, it's going to have to be, you know, have to be on their own.
Well, Troy, thanks, man. And as the dog barks, because there's somebody at the front door, probably, which is now the world we live in when you're on a Zoom call or a podcast. You usually meet the dog. Well, let me tell us what kind of dog you got.
I've got a German Shepherd. Okay. He's about 3 years old. Her name is Mitzi.
Yeah, and if you saw Troy, you'd probably say the same thing about him. He looks like a three-year-old German Shepherd named Mitzi. No, I'm just if people want to follow you, man, on the text message, how can they do that?
Hey, they can find me at text 55433 to Troy, the 55433. And find me there. You can also find me on my social media platforms as well,
too. I mean, just like everybody else, man. Troy Ramey coming through. Here we go. Dude, Troy to 55433. Wow. Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate this. And you got, obviously, if you're moving to Greenwood, come on down. But more importantly, if you need some good help, Troy can help you. So I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Again, not just Greenwood, anywhere in the city, Jim.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry. Anywhere in the city. I just meant he is based in Greenwood, so we don't want to get that confused. He's based in Greenwood, correct, but can help you out anywhere. Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate this, and we'll see you guys next time on the Electrify Your Message podcast. See you later.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you, man. Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.